many professionals were never taught how to fully assess tongue tie, and families are often left trying to reach their breastfeeding goals without the support they actually need. If feeding feels harder than it should, I don't want you to be alone. I wrote Tongue Tie for Parents to help you understand what's happening and how to move forward with a clear, thoughtful approach. It's the same guidance I would give you if you were sitting with me in my office. It takes a holistic, functional view, guiding you through what to look for, how to think about next steps, and what actually helps. Available now on Amazon. Link is in the show notes. Welcome to the season marking 4 years of the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. I'm incredibly grateful for what this space has become. What started as a simple idea to create thoughtful, evidence-based, and multidisciplinary conversations about tongue tie, infant feeding, and airway-centered care has grown into a global community of professionals who are committed to doing better for babies and families. Over the years, I've had the honor of sitting down with parents, lactation consultants, dentists, birth and medical professionals, therapists, researchers, and educators from around the world. Together, we've explored the science, the controversy, the clinical nuance, and the very real human stories that live at the heart of this work. My hope has always been that this podcast supports you in thinking critically, collaborating confidently, caring more deeply, and helping more people. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so grateful that you found us. To those of you who have been listening, sharing episodes, and sending messages over the years, thank you. Your support is the reason this podcast continues to grow. To our guests and sponsors, special thanks to you for your incredible contribution to this mission. Let's see how long we can keep this going. Please click, follow, leave a rating or review, and share with a colleague. It truly helps this podcast reach more who need to hear these insights. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hi, and welcome back to the Tongue Tie Experts podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Palladino, registered nurse, certified nurse midwife, IBCLC, and founder of Tongue Tie Experts. Today's episode will be a little different. This is not a how-to episode. This is not a clinical protocol. This is not an interview with another professional or parent. This is a conversation between me and you. Whether you're a professional or a parent, I think it's an important conversation. And it's one I feel professionally, ethically, and personally called to have. So I try not to pay too much attention to what's going on, social media trends or controversies. I want to stay professional and above the fray most of the time. But sometimes I get drawn in because I see something or hear something or read something that disturbs me so much because of the harm it can do to parents. It's hard enough to be a new parent. But to be a new parent and hearing statements that place blame, well, that's just not fair and it's not necessary. So over the past few weeks, I've been seeing more and more content circulating, making very strong claims about tongue tie. Statements like, tongue ties are not genetic, they're epigenetic, they are not random, they come from maternal gut health, nutrient deficiencies, collagen production, methylation processes, the way our fascia is formed, inflammation, and most disturbing of all is a statement saying, and I've heard this a few times, I have prevented tongue ties. These statements are being presented as fact without any research citing human clinical research to back them up. And what pushed me to record this episode was not disagreement. It was what I saw happening in the comments. I saw midwives saying, I did everything I could and my children still had ties. I saw parents writing, I've always wondered what I did wrong. I saw relief when someone finally said, we don't actually know how to prevent this. And I realized something really important. This conversation was landing on families as blame. Let's ground this conversation in what we actually know. Tongue tie, or ankyloglossia, is a congenital difference in the oral frenula. It is present at birth. We have some evidence that it often runs in families. We see clusters in families. We see some patterns. We see wide variability in expression. What we do not currently have are human clinical trials demonstrating that tongue ties can be prevented. We do not have validated preconception protocols. We do not have prenatal interventions that have been proven to eliminate risk. We do not have evidence-based methods that guarantee a baby's oral development. We have theories. We have biological plausibility, we have hypotheses, we have emerging areas of interest, but hypotheses are not conclusions. Epigenetics is real. Environmental influence on gene expression is something that happens, but epigenetics does not mean full control. Epigenetics does not mean we can engineer perfect outcomes. It does not mean we can currently prevent congenital oral restrictions or any other congenital defect. This matters because of how this information lands. When unproven ideas are framed as proven facts, the emotional consequence is not empowerment. It is a feeling of responsibility. And very quickly, responsibility becomes blame. When a mom hears tongue ties aren't genetic, they come from maternal factors. The unspoken message becomes, if your baby has a tongue tie, something you did caused it. And I want to be very clear. We do not have evidence to support that statement. And it is not ethically neutral to make it, because parents don't hear theory. They hear verdict. They hear, I failed. I didn't optimize enough. I didn't take the right prenatal vitamins. I missed something. I caused this. Have you ever found yourself thinking, do I actually know enough about tongue tie to assess this baby, to talk to this family, to know what should happen next? If you've ever had these thoughts, our newest program, the Confident IBCLC, was created with you in mind. And it's open to anyone who works with babies and families. You don't have to be an IBCLC. This is a 1 hour live, low cost, high impact training for anyone working with babies and families who wants more clarity, stronger clinical reasoning, and more confidence around tongue tie and feeding concerns. This masterclass is here to quiet that imposter syndrome that's been whispering in your ear and to remind you that you are capable, qualified, and needed. You can sign up right now at tonguetieexperts.net. The direct link will be in the show notes. There is a huge difference between education and blame. Because in some of the comments, people were saying, well, we should be educating moms on this. so that they can work to prevent it. And that idea that I totally believe that knowledge is power. But we're not up to that yet because there is no proof. Education and blame are different. Education stating we are learning more about how maternal and paternal health influences fetal development. But blame says this outcome happened because you didn't do something right. Empowerment requires truth, and truth in science includes uncertainty. Science progresses by asking questions, not by skipping to conclusions. And one of the biggest red flags in health education is false certainty. And why are we seeing so much false certainty lately? Because certainty sells, certainty builds brands, certainty feels comforting. But certainty without evidence is not science, it's storytelling. And when that storytelling lands on parents, it carries weight. I also want to gently say this. Personal experience matters. Clinical observation matters. Curiosity matters. But experience is not evidence. An N of one or an N of three does not establish causation. The parents that are stating, I did X, Y, and Z, and this baby had tongue tie and that baby didn't, that's meaningful. Seeing a difference in your own children is meaningful. It can generate hypotheses. It can guide research, but it cannot ethically be presented as proof. The results speak for themselves is not how science works. Science asks, what are the co-founders? What is the sample size? What is the methodology? What is the reducibility? What is the mechanism? What is the outcome measure? Without that, we are still in the realm of possibility, not conclusion. And I want to be very clear about something else. I am absolutely in favor of optimizing health. On the other side of my professional life, I am trained as a functional medical provider. I am a women's healthcare provider that helps people in root cause methods to optimize their health. I support improving nutrient status, support and healing the gut, reducing toxic load, addressing inflammation, supporting metabolic health, supporting parents before and during pregnancy. All of that matters and all of that has value. All of that supports overall maternal infant health. But supporting health is not the same as promising prevention. We can work toward healthier pregnancies without claiming control over every outcome. We can hold curiosity without creating guarantees. So here is my professional position as a nurse, as a midwife, as a lactation consultant, with a combined almost 40 years of professional experience. Right now, we cannot tell parents how to prevent tongue tie. We cannot tell people what to eat, take, avoid, or fix to guarantee their baby's oral development. We cannot ethically promise that optimizing one system will prevent a complex congenital difference. And anyone who claims prevention carries the burden of proof. Extraordinary claims require evidence. Until that evidence exists, my responsibility is not to speculation, it is to families. If you are listening to this as a parent, I want you to hear this clearly. If your baby has a tongue tie, it is not because you failed. If breastfeeding was hard, it is not because you didn't prepare well enough. If your child needs support, it does not mean you didn't optimize enough. You did not cause this. You did not miss something obvious. you are not behind. We can hold two things at the same time. We can support research, we can explore epigenetics, we can optimize health, we can improve care, and we can also be honest about what we do not yet know. That is what ethical, evidence-formed care looks like, and that is what families deserve. As always, thank you for being here, for listening. Thank you for caring about this work and feeling like you want to learn the truth and learn differently and deeply. And thank you for protecting the parents and babies we serve. This podcast is meant for education and conversation only. It is not medical advice and does not replace formal education, professional training, or individualized care from a qualified healthcare provider. Always seek appropriate guidance for individual concerns. The views and opinions shared by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the host or Tongue Tie experts. Many professionals were never taught how to fully assess tongue tie, and families are often left trying to reach their breastfeeding goals without the support they actually need. If feeding feels harder than it should, I don't want you to be alone. I wrote Tongue Tie for Parents to help you understand what's happening and how to move forward with a clear, thoughtful approach. It's the same guidance I would give you if you were sitting with me in my office. It takes a holistic, functional view, guiding you through what to look for, how to think about next steps, and what actually helps. Available now on Amazon. Link is in the show notes.